This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The American people are sick and tired of endless wars which have cost us trillions of dollars. Our job is to rebuild the United Nations, rebuild the State Department, make sure that we have the capability of bringing the world together to resolve international conflict diplomatically and stop the endless wars.
Bernie and the radical left cannot protect your family, and they cannot protect our country, nor do they want to, I think.
All right, so that's the president. He's at a rally in Wisconsin while the Democrats aren't too far away. Well, sort of, geographically speaking, in a sense, anyway. They're in Iowa getting ready for the Iowa caucuses. This is it, the final debate. And then there were six on the stage, and you heard Bernie Sanders, and you heard where the president shot back, by the way, at his rally. Just another day in America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And so how about this with the Democrats? Remember, there were so many. And now it has been whittled down to six. Joe Biden still on the stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren very much in the thick of this. There's Tom Steyer's and Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar also. They were all part of the debate. So any of the conversation about what happened there, it was a little tense at moments, flashes of it anyway, between Warren and Sanders in the debate because of the question of the female president deal. It broke the story that Bernie Sanders said a woman wouldn't be elected president. Then he said that he never had said that to Elizabeth Warren. She says he did say it. And she then went on to say he is my friend, and that's it. She kind of turned that whole question around when it came out. So this is the final debate before the February 3rd Iowa caucus, like I said. And this was a CNN Des Moines Register debate. And they kind of just slid off the gloves, sparred over a few things that separate some of them on the stage. And you could see somewhat that there was tension kind of in the air, if you will, and they pushed each other on, I think, where they were potentially vulnerable, and that's called sucker punching, and that's pretty much what happened. Pete Buttigieg, who has lackluster support in the polls from African-American voters, said black voters who know him best in South Bend do back him. He also touted some endorsements he received from a member of the Congressional Black Caucus and from the African-American mayor of Waterloo in Iowa and et cetera. So there were interesting moments, I guess, if you will, of this with this. And the candidates will be back on the debate stage February 7th, and that'll be in front of the New Hampshire primary. I'll be curious to see if it gets whittled down a little bit further and there's not, you know, six candidates that are on the stage this next time around. He doesn't show up mostly in the polls, but Tom Steyer, who has a gazillion dollars, said he would declare a state of emergency on climate on day one. State of emergency, he says, because the threat posed by a warming planet demands nothing less. So that's what he's saying. Amy Klobuchar, because the green thing is kind of deal. Amy Klobuchar wants to continue to allow fracking because natural gas, she says, serves as a transitional fuel to help reduce carbon emissions. And this, you can see, this is kind of what happened going, you know, back and forth and talking about everything from child care to a woman being president to free tuition. And, of course, health care featured heavily in this one. Somebody sent me a text with a couple of what they're calling Klobucharisms. in the texts, and one of them that she said was in talking about long-term health care, it's the elephant that doesn't even fit in the room. And then she kept referring to poker chips a bunch of times, and she talked about the rising budget deficits and described the president as feeding people poker chips in one of his bankrupt casinos. Yeah. And there was a funny moment where she talked about her father's struggles with health care. You wouldn't think that'd be funny. She was talking about him being in assisted living and trying to figure out the pay and how they were doing that. And she said he got married three times, which is a whole nother story. So it was funny. And, of course, there was a little bit of a laugh over that, if you will. But like I said, while the Democrats were doing the debating and getting ready for Iowa, it was different for the Prez because he was out doing his bit to do the rally thing. And, of course, at the rally there were lots of supporters. That's obviously the idea behind this. And he talked about a couple of different things, including the thought that he kept uttering a lot when talking about Iran, saying that congressional debate over whether it's necessary to strike a terrorist group leader, he said, you know, the removal of Soleimani, he said the Democrats are outraged that we killed a terrorist monster, even though this monster was behind hundreds and hundreds of deaths. So in Milwaukee, that's what one of the things that kept becoming a theme in this. He said many of the young men and women you see walking around without arms or legs were done by Soleimani. That's what he loved. He loved the roadside bomb. And he also said great percentage of people who don't have legs right now and arms because of this son of a bee. And the Democrats should be outraged by Soleimani's evil crimes, not the decision to end his wretched life. And so, you know, everything keeps coming back to Soleimani, who was the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which, of course, is the terrorist group, and the plans that they had. And I think part of that is because what they want to know is, what were the plans? How come we don't know the plans? Tell us the plans. I think that's really the big thing that sticks in the craw of the Dems' throat, and why there is this back and forth so much over this threat. And how do you measure the threat? And then what do you do with the response over this? And which, by the way, Iran is saying they plan to sue the president over the Soleimani killing. Now, I'm going to tell you right there, that's ridiculous, right? They're saying that they're saying they're going to file lawsuits in the Islamic Republic, Iraq, and the Hague Court, which of course is the International Court of Justice, against the military and government of America, and against the president. That came out in the Tehran Times the other day. So there's no doubt that the U.S. military has done a terrorist act assassinating Soleimani and second in command and others as well. So we're going to do this, which is legal under the Islamic Penal Code. The White House doesn't respond. Of course, what are they going to respond to? They're not even commenting on the report. I clearly would see that this would be thrown out based on, I'm certain, the intel that we have behind closed doors at our fingertips. Right? Yeah. No way. You had plenty of thoughts about the debate, believe it or not, and some other things happening, including Iran. We're going to the mailbag next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, we're in the mailbag, and I'm not going to stand around with some big introductions into this. I'm just going to dive right into it because so many of you hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. This one is from Bart, who says, Kate, I'm furious about this whole Iran situation. For God's sake, whether you like the president or not, what was he supposed to do, given information that he was given about Soleimani and what the Pentagon is saying? Would you take this guy out, or would you just let him blow up some embassies and roll the dice as to whether any of our troops or innocent people would have been killed? It's outrageous that there's any kind of backlash to this. Here's the thing. So I saw those clips or pictures or whatever you want to call them and video of what the bases look like, and it really kind of racked me. It really did. It scared me because I felt for the guys that were there, and then the descriptions of, oh my gosh, somebody could have, you know, I mean, look, this is scattering all over the place and it's a massive explosion, and then we're running out to see if anyone's killed or hurt and we don't know. Everyone's scrambling like crabs. Luckily, they had practiced, and luckily, they were aware. Otherwise, there wouldn't even be any question as to whether or not there was going to be war. There would be absolute war. You know, it's interesting, and I got this one from Big Mac. Kate, how about Iran? Deny, deny, deny. And oh, yeah, that's right. We accidentally shot down the plane with innocent people on it because it looked like hostile aircraft. Give me a break. It's true. You know, days and days of denial, and then finally that Ukrainian international flight that was taken out of the sky, they say, oh, yes. Yeah, we We mistook it, that we thought it was hostile, and so that, you know, we pulled it out. We accidentally shot missiles at it. So of course there's student protesters at the University of Tehran chanting anti-government slogans, and they're scrambling. They're trying to find ways to stop the unrest. They've been there before. They announced the arrest even of some individuals, is what they're calling them, in connection with the plane's downing, but they didn't have any details on who's been detained. And President Hassan Rouhani, who's kind of a moderate dude for Iran standards, is pushing the military to explain to the public why it took days to reveal that the plane was shot down. He says it's important that the people know at any level who's to blame, and whoever is going to be punished should be punished. Brutal. All right, then I'm going to get off the Iran thing, and we're going to go to the debate, because I got a flurry of stuff there. Got this one from Rick listening to us in Portland, and he says, hey, Kate, I jumped on this thing early. I was listening to the debate. Of course, I try to arm myself with all kinds of facts and information on anybody who's running for anything at a higher level in our government, and listening to the Democrats bicker and pick at each other, I thought, if I was a Democratic strategist, as you like to use that phrase, I wouldn't be too thrilled, and they couldn't get to the one left standing fast enough for me. It's interesting that really you have two women, Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, but it just seems like good old Uncle Joe is going to be there in the end, because in almost every poll, he seems to be right there. And I think it's the familiarity with his name for the Democrats, and probably it's going to be him. What do you think? I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. That's why the caucus is so big. The Iowa caucus is huge. And then you have New Hampshire, because those are the make or break it moments. I mean, where are the people going? And what are they saying? And then it comes down to, can you get that message out there? And how much money do you have behind you to make that happen? So I would have, you know, all along it certainly looked like Biden, but he slipped a little bit depending on the poll that you look at. It seems like it's Warren and Biden the most, and then everyone else kind of from there. Buttigieg is somewhere in that mix. I think it's hard to tell. I'm really interested in what happens in Iowa. All right, let's see here. This one is from Mary, who says, Kate, you know, I look at the people that are on the stage and that are running, and when they talk about health care, they're always so vague. Health care, no matter Republican, Democrat, is a nightmare because we've allowed it to be a nightmare. So whoever inherits the dreaded hot potato of figure this out, nobody wins in any of these cycles. It's we, the people, that lose no matter who sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and who the legislators are, because all they can do is bicker and plod and pull at something that is so ridiculously broken, and we all know it. Well, you're not going to get any argument from me. Listen, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't have health care from a company. I don't have that backing. And in fact, I have very few friends in my situation. And all my friends have okay health care because they work for big companies, or they have spouses that work for big companies, or whatever. So it is a crapshoot. It's that frenetic dance of trying to figure out what you're getting. And it's interesting, because I can remember when I first started working and they used to tout the benefits, right? And boy, those benefits look really good when you're now down the lane and you're, you don't you don't have a big company behind you. The big company thing makes a difference. Now, some people are in associations where they can get better health care, and that may end up being the case with me, but just overall, in general, yeah, absolutely. Trying to figure it out, it's worse than trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube. Really, it really is. All right, here's another one. This one is from the Master Blaster, who says, Delaney, I was listening to you the other night, and I've been listening to you out of California. I think you're on KCAA, Inland Empire, one of those stations, I believe, but I know you probably saw this. How about that jet that dumped the fuel over the schools before the emergency landing? That happened out in our neck of the woods. It was crazy to see what that looked like, but what were they going to do because they had to make an emergency landing? Yeah, you know, they treated 44 students and staff because they were making an emergency landing at LAX. They dumped the load of fuel. They flew over the schools, and there was like 20 students, 11 adults. It was at Park Avenue Elementary, and it was southeast of Los Angeles. So they were saying their skin, their eyes, the firefighters, you know, went to the school, and there was fire engines everywhere, hazardous material, trucks, ambulances. None of the injuries were considered serious enough to transport them to the hospital, but thanks for bringing that up. That was a huge story, and it's crazy to look at the video of that and to see the fuel coming out. It's just a stream of it, a twin-engine Delta jetliner. It was going to Shanghai. It landed fine, no problem, but it returned to the airport because of engine trouble. So it was like a spray of fuel from both of the wings at a very low altitude. And Delta said a fuel dump is what you have to do before emergency landings, especially shortly after takeoff, because you have to reduce the aircraft's weight. So that's exactly what happened. They could smell in the neighborhood. They could smell the jet fuel afterwards. But I'll tell you what, if you're on that plane, you are great. Dump the fuel and get us back, especially since they were going all the way from L.A. to Shanghai. And that's not a short flight. Right. So there you go. All right, one last one, and this one is, I'm kind of picking around here. This one is from, this one is from Will, and he says, hey, did you think there was any big snubs when it came to the Oscars? I'm curious because I'm a movie hound. It's just a big escape deal for me. Like you say, it's kind of an escape party for you. I thought my Lady Awkwafina got ripped off. You know what? A lot of people are saying that she did for the movie that she was in, The Farewell, that supposedly is a really interesting movie. She's very funny when she does comedies. And she did win a Golden Globe, but not nominated for her role in The Farewell. Hang with us. We got role playing coming up next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Iowa, six Democratic White House hopefuls are taking the stage for another debate. The candidates were asked how they would handle health care and about the high cost of prescription medication. Senator Bernie Sanders.
We are finally going to have to stand up to the health care industry and end hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and profiteering.
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Let's let the contracts out, put the contracts out, so that we can put more generic drugs out there and drive down those prices. This is a way to make markets work.
Democratic activist Tom Steyer.
Between what Senator Warren and Senator Sanders said, it's clear. There are two problems. We're spending way too much because corporations own the system, and we're not negotiating against those corporations.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When Man Shore, a.k.a. my Hubs, joins us on the air to talk about all sorts of interesting things, lots of odds and ends. And, you know, speaking of ends, it's always a big deal when people have a beloved show like, let's say, The Wire, West Wing, Friends, Go Old School, Dallas, MASH. When series end and you've been invested in them, how they finish is really, really important. So there's a popular series on Showtime called Homeland that stars a couple of really good actors, and Claire Danes is one of them. She's the main character, I would say, in this, along with Mandy Patinkin, who is another main character. So, I don't know. I thought, Manshore, that you and I would take a crack at doing our own ending. What do you think?
All right.
All right, so you're ready to attempt this. Because, of course, the fake network, Crackle, asked us if we would write our own ending to what Showtime is going to ultimately serve up for us, I guess, in March sometime, by the time this eighth season rolls around. So we're going to beat them to the punch, the real producers of Homeland, and give them an alternative ending, I suppose. So cue the music, please, studio. I've been trying to reach you. I need you. I'm in Afghanistan. I'm trying to stop a war. I forgot my hijab.
Carrie, I've been there for you the last 8 years, but today, I finally am close to finishing the New York Times crossword puzzle, and it's Sunday. Do you know how hard it is to do? Will Shorts makes these things impossible. I have a lot riding on it. The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 19 years. It can wait. By the way, four across starts with the N, the Russian word for no.
Come on, Saul! It's easy! Nyet!
That was just a trap to see if you really are a Russian spy, like the agency is saying.
You have to be kidding! You know me, Saul! For God's sake, you know me!
No, that's the rumor. I knew something was off when you stole my stoli.
Because I like vodka? Are you kidding me? You know I was a bartender back in college, and I was forced to do shots to keep up with the rest of the crew shuffling in and out of the bar. I had to support my habits.
Still, I thought it was funny when you wore Russian gear at the Sochi Olympics under the guise you would blend in.
That was the assignment. Don't you remember, Saul? The trouble I went through to qualify for the Russian bobsled team.
Listen, kid, I gotta solve this puzzle. There's not enough time to wrap this up. Prove you aren't a Russian spy in the war in Afghanistan. We're gonna have to do another season.
Guess I'll have time to read my Russian copy of War and Peace. It's a wrap. I don't know, how do you think we did, America? I like it. What do you think? You like that ending?
I'm ready to go to bed.
Exhausting, right? Doing writing, producing, directing, the whole thing. I have no idea how it's going to end. Of course, we couldn't crack into the Showtime vault, so we had to just do what we could for Crackle, and that was that. But seriously, the end of shows are a big deal. Friends, they couldn't be bigger. I mean, Jennifer Aniston became a bona fide movie star. She goes on Instagram and immediately picks up, I don't know how many millions of people. She's up to like 23 million people on her Instagram. But they, on their last episode, 52.5 million people tuned in. Because this was must-see TV. Now, the competition was different because you didn't have all these cable shows that you have now, but I still think it would have been popular. So a decade after viewers first watched their first episode of all of them at Central Perk, they went back into the coffee shop, and that was, you know, they said goodbye to their apartments. They left the keys on the counter. They walked out to get one last coffee in an emotional kind of finale. I think most people thought Friends' ending was okay. Did you watch Friends?
Occasionally, because it was on all so much.
So you didn't even care. You weren't into the whole Friends scene that much, or you would have watched all of it.
No.
Okay, we might have to go back and see that final one. But I was a Friends fan. I was in, at that time, I was in Dallas, and I knew a lot of people that watched Friends. It was kind of a thing that people talked about. The other thing that people talked about, and I lived in California when in the beginning when this show was going on, or like toward the end of it, actually, toward the end of it, they had Seinfeld, right? So Seinfeld, which was funny if you understood their humor, because really it was a show about nothing. That's what the show was about. And it was about, you know, Jerry Seinfeld being funny and how people reacted to different things. And it was on for a decade, too. And so you had these gang of friends from New York, and what basically happened was controversy kind of set in, because at the end there was this whole weird thing where they went to, you know, were they going to die? They were on a plane. There was all kinds of weird things. They ended up standing trial, and there was a series of character witnesses that became sort of a parade of some of the funniest episodes of Seinfeld, and it was odd. I don't know. The conclusion I thought was terrible, because I was a fan and I didn't think it was good. And in fact, a lot of people downgraded it. I was reading a review Entertainment Weekly's writer gave it a C- at the time. And so a lot of people try to defend it afterwards and say, you know, why did it end this way or whatever. But I don't know. I guess it was too hard to tie up. What do you think?
Didn't see it.
Did you see the end of any shows?
I saw the end of your silly show, and it was terrible.
You saw the end of The Wire.
The Sopranos I'm talking about.
Oh, The Sopranos. Oh, I love The Sopranos. Oh, for everybody watching this, obviously you know I have that weird bent toward espionage, which, of course, Homeland, which we just did our fake ending of Homeland. And definitely the mafia thing growing up back east. There's always those conversations, those whispered hushes about the Gambino family or whoever else. So The Sopranos kind of mirrored that for me. And I thought the ending was terrible. They were in a diner. And like you thought, oh no, someone's going to come in and kill the family or kidnap Tony Soprano. And that was it. So you thought that was weak too?
That was it.
But I think there's pressure for writers to wrap it up and kind of tie it up for us, and maybe it's a hard thing to do when you are cranking out. I'm not giving them an excuse, but you're cranking out episode after episode after episode after episode. So think about it. How would you ever end a show with Mariska Hargitay, who's got to be one of the most popular people on TV, Dick Wolf series, the Law and Order stuff, and it's the Special Victims Unit, the SVU. How do you end that?
The answer is it never ends.
Yeah, it just never ends. She has to do it until she takes her last breath. Because I don't know how. I mean, I suppose there are little vignettes, but there still is the whole personal story that's weaved into it. So I know Mariska Hargitay is a big fan of this show. She's probably listening. So don't quit. Right? That's the best advice. She can't quit.
That used to be your girl crush.
She was my girl crush, yes, because I thought she was such a good actress, and I loved that show. And sure enough, I mean, there's a reason why she has job security. Absolutely. All right, I'd be remiss having you here because you used to fly, and you got a degree in aeronautics, and you know a lot about planes. What do you make of this Delta dumping the fuel over the kids? 44 kids, they had stuff in their eyes, and they had some administrators that were hurt, 44 people. And so, of course, fire trucks were there. But nobody, you know, they had the response. The hazardous trucks were there, but the injuries were considered serious. None of the injuries were considered serious enough to take them to the hospital.
There's a lot of water and a lot of desert right outside of L.A., so take your pick. I don't think they had to dump it over a bunch of schools unless that was the flight path they were told to be on by flight control.
I bet you flight control did tell them that because they were going all the way from L.A. to Shanghai. And then they started having engine trouble. So there must have been, you know, that panic of, we got to get back. So I bet it was that flight plan that took them, because like you said, there is areas they could have dumped it. It was really crazy. You and I watched David Muir, and we saw the video of the trail of what was being dumped, a lot of it. Because it would be too dangerous to land. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, the planes are able to take off, but they're too heavy to land if they're full of fuel to take a transcontinental flight.
And because then they would explode, right? Or they could explode.
Well, it would crunch the landing gear, and then it could start a fire, and then possibly an explosion, yes.
Oh, yeah, so that had to happen. Unfortunately, it was right over this school. And it was an elementary school, by the way, just southeast of Los Angeles. So they were in the flight path. I think we're on the flight path where we are. Are we on the flight path where we are? Yeah. It's funny, I don't hear many planes, but every once in a while you'll hear one that seems like it's a little low or something. Yeah. All right, good job. I liked your soul.
Thanks.
All right, stay with us. Much more happening as we tie this all up on the flip side.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you...
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of, me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States.
We need a candidate who will excite all parts of the Democratic Party, bring everyone in, and give everyone a Democrat to believe in.
All right, so that was part of the debate. As we started with it, we wrap with it, and conversation about what's flowing out of Washington, D.C. And why is that? Because it's not a fantasy ending. It is our lives, and the people that we elect make decisions that affect us. So politics have to be discussed, have to be looked at, have to hold their feet to the fire. I've said this before. That's what I was taught as a kid, because if we just turn our backs on what's happening and say, oh, it's the same nonsense, the same crap, the same whatever, you know, insert any adjective you want, then we're remiss. If more of us would vote, I think we would perhaps like some of the results a little better than what we see many, many, many times. All right, here's what's interesting. So you've got the Democratic debate going on, and that's the last one before the Iowa caucus. And then shortly after that, there will be another one before the New Hampshire caucus. You have the president at a rally in Wisconsin saying that the Democrats can't protect your family. And in the meantime, you have had lots of discussion about impeachment evidence against the president. And the Senate in a situation where there is going to be a trial, but it's a question of what is it going to look like? So are there going to be a bunch of witnesses that get called? I mean, that's the key thing. I mean, that's what the spotlight is on all over this thing. Because now you've had some Republican senators who are pushing to hold a vote on whether to call witnesses in the proceedings that they're going to have. And the Senate majority members who are very right are making the case for more of a defense, if you will, of the president. So the House is going to vote on sending the articles to the Senate and launching this trial. And that happens on Wednesday. So it's the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. That's what they're going to vote on and approve the team of lawmakers who prosecute the president for high crimes and misdemeanors. And it's only the third trial ever of an American president. So this roll call happens 4 weeks after a pretty divided House charged the president with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress for pressuring the Ukraine to launch investigations that some are saying that's why it happened, because it would benefit him politically. So that was the word on Tuesday, the upcoming vote for the articles, and then pushing it over to the Senate. So after all of this time, finally that's happening. And then the question becomes, who are the witnesses? Who's being called? Mitch McConnell said that opening arguments are unlikely to begin for another week. And he's actually sketched out initial steps with Chief Justice John Roberts sworn in as the presiding officer and all 100 senators, because that's how you have to do it. They serve as jurors. That's what a trial is. We haven't had this in a while since the Clinton deal. So the Senate will break for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, and they will push any debate on rules governing the trial into next week. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, didn't announce her prosecution team, but you got to expect that Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, will be there, and the House Intelligence Committee chair, and also Gerald Nadler, the House Judiciary Committee chair, would be there too. And then who knows how that all falls out after that. So the Republican, the GOP, not the Republican, the GOP was hoping that the president could use the State of the Union, the annual address, to pronounce himself exonerated. But it looks like this trial will extend past that date, which now they're floating the idea because, you know, the State of the Union address is on February 4th. So now some Republicans are floating the idea of postponing the speech instead of holding it on the 4th. Stay tuned. More drama ahead. You can be sure of that. I mean, it makes more sense to postpone it. While you're in the middle of this, how can you possibly do the State of the Union? It doesn't seem like that would work to me. So I bet it gets postponed. You just got to think that it gets postponed, right? Definitely. All right, I said we would tie up some loose ends here, and that's, of course, what we are doing. The winners and the losers from the Iowa debate, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they, you know, did their whole feuding thing, but they didn't necessarily ding themselves. Pete Buttigieg, he seemed like he was just kind of watching what everybody else was doing, really calm Pete. I don't know that he helped himself. So who knows? But the question looms because they put it out there. Can a woman be elected president? And so at this point, why even drill down that area when there's so much else that's happening, including what's going on with Iran? So we have this impeachment thing pending. We have what's happening with Iran, which affects all of this, affects all of us. And then the State of the Union, which might be put on hold, postponed, or it goes in the middle of everything that's going on. Could happen. Could. So, I don't know. And then another thing, because we didn't go in the man cave, the woe man cave, we put the clothes sign on it for this particular show. But in the world of sports, and I think sports and politics sometimes really mirror each other, there was a 9-page investigative report by Major League Baseball into the electronic sign stealing by the 2017 world champion Houston Astros. So it's tainted some of the, you know, obviously they've got major penalties, and the former group behind the Astros. But the question then becomes, you know, what is a fair punishment for the whole sign stealing thing? And the Red Sox, you think about their manager, and you know, Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, there was a news release from the team saying that the sides mutually, by Tuesday night, agreed to part ways for his role in the scheme with the 2017 Astros. He was a bench coach, and supposedly he was the alleged guy that was part of this. And a similar scheme was perpetrated by, allegedly, by the 2018 Red Sox squad. Like the Astros, they won the World Series. Oh, boy. So Cora was quoted as saying in a statement, "We agreed today that parting ways was the best for the organization. I don't want to be a distraction to the Red Sox as they move forward." And he thanked them for giving him the best years of his life, but he didn't apologize. So now, boy, does this not have you curious, given the findings of the commissioner's ruling. They say he couldn't lead the team effectively moving forward. Wow! So you had 2017, and then you have 2018. Then on the heels of 19, the Astros were fined $5 million and forfeited their two top draft picks in 2020 and 2021. Was it enough? The band is playing. That means I have to step off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.